My next guest is longtime Juno counselor and meditation teacher, Nancy Simpson. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It is nice to have you here. Is there anything else I should add to your introduction of longtime counselor and meditation teacher?
No, you know, I kind of had a background in hypnotherapy, and so things like that that I thought possibly would be helpful to some people right now with the tension level being kind of high.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of our listeners know just about every day we're trying to get someone on the show to help us with mental health techniques or keeping our mental health positive here in this time, stressful time of transition. So we thought we'd call you as well and see if we had some tips. If you had some tips, and I'm just sort of thinking, what are some things that you would often do with a client if they came to you in a stressful time of transition? How might you start?
Well, I might start by talking about our nervous system and how our nervous system, you know, we get a lot of adrenaline at times like this, and we get overactivated. So it's really, it's in our best interest to work with calming our system down. And so I would do that with a variety of things. But today I thought I might talk about a couple of things, like one, using a number scale of 1 to 10 to sort of identify how panicked or how nervous do I feel right now. So should I just leap into talking about that? Would that be good? Or
yeah, in fact, can you counsel me? I'm going to go with a 7 right now. I have like 5 different technologies going on at once and trying to have a good conversation with you. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the place.
Okay. Well, so a 7. Okay. So you might first notice how you could tell that. So you become kind of curious about, well, how did I tell I was a 7? What kind of things tipped you off?
My shoulders are kind of tight. I can feel it in my neck and my shoulders. And my ability to stay present and have a good conversation is limited.
Oh, well, I know the feeling. Okay. okay, so I'm working with my own techniques, being on the radio. So, okay, so that was good. You noticed, and I would first say you want to notice, first of all, like you want to be curious. That's a good clue, you know, because curiosity helps us sort of step out of a situation and kind of look at it. And so you're noticing what you felt in your body, and you felt that sensation of tension in your neck and shoulders in that area. And that's very common. You know, tension tends to go up in our body. So like up in our neck and shoulders, that's very common. So what we want to do is if we go back to the number scale a minute, we want to get the number down. So,
and interrupt you for just a second? And listeners out there, I challenge all of you to do this with me. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And again, 1 is fully relaxed, and 10 is totally stressed out. Is that right, Nancy?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that's good. So one thing we might notice about our this 1 to 10 scale is it's also we go up and down the scale also sort of around self-talk, which is something I'll touch on in a minute. But right now, so if you're noticing tension in your body and you're, say, a 7, as you said, you want to pause for a moment just pausing now. That's hard for you, Scott, because you're working at your job right now. But so we don't want you pausing too much. But if you pause, you're just stopping. You're just stopping and maybe sit down, or you could just stand up and just stop what you're doing and take some breaths. It doesn't have to be deep breaths, because you might not be able to take a deep breath. You're just noticing. You're back to this curiosity. And as you stop, as you do that, you're going to instruct yourself, kind of like you were talking to someone you really love and care about. very calmly. You want to be thinking in your mind or speaking to yourself in a very slow voice. You're going to calm everything down and you're going to say, all right, now I notice the tension in my neck and shoulders. I'm going to let that tension begin to drop down toward my feet. I'm going to let it sink. It's going to go sinking down my body. I can feel it moving down. And you're going to talk yourself into this relaxation because tension goes up. We want everything to begin to move down. So as yours, and you actually could just say to yourself, tension moving down, down in my body. And you're going to think about it dropping all the way down to your feet. And you get it into your feet and you let it begin to release out the bottoms of your feet, out into the ground, out into the earth. And then you just can notice possibly that you feel a bit more spacious. Your body starts to relax. And you're just letting it go, literally, down toward the ground.
All right. This is working, Nancy. I think I'm down to like a 5.
Oh, great. Okay, well, that's really good. So let's just be curious. How did you notice you were down to a 5?
It seemed like the tension in my shoulders went away, as you instructed, like it was sinking towards my feet. It was nice just to actually take a moment to be present and pay attention to my breathing. And all of that just sort of helped me, I don't know, focus. It was nice to hear the sound of your voice as well. So
Yeah, so that's great. Because one of the things we do when we get more upset, we're not really aware of it, but we speed up. You know, it's kind of like you're driving a car and all of a sudden you've got your foot on the accelerator and the car is going way too fast. So because we all drive, we know how to put our foot on the brake. And that you put your foot on the brake and the car doesn't just stop. It takes a while to slow down. So you want to just, that's the whole idea, is you are slowing your self-talk down very consciously. You're trying to bring more consciousness into the moment. Because the more conscious we are, the less reactive we are, which is what we don't want to just be falling into reactivity, because then we get more into unconsciousness. Our nervous system starts pouring out adrenaline. We speed up and we're back in our neck and shoulders.
Okay. I like it. And may I ask for you, how often do you go through these routines by yourself?
Well, let's see. How many times today? No. I do meditate, which is another big thing that's very positive for me, because I come from a very anxious family. And my mother is very anxious. And so partly, you know, probably counselors are driven by their own, you know, curiosity about themselves and to get into counseling. So I definitely am aware. I'm much more aware than I was years ago of how my nervous system is doing, because that's where this number scale comes in. You know, if you notice yourself kind of overactivated, again, you're just trying to bring consciousness into the moment. And this little technique of pausing and just, you know, letting everything begin to move down. But it is one of those things you have to kind of talk yourself with this very slow voice, because if you're talking really fast, you know, everything starts getting over anxious again. So it's, even if you still feel anxious, it doesn't really matter. You're just slowing that down. You're slowing your voice down. And another thing that actually helps along this line of sinking down into the body all the way down, thinking about your feet, is counting backwards. As you begin to let yourself relax down into your body, as everything sinks toward your feet, you begin, it doesn't matter which number you start with. It could be anywhere, and you don't have to get to one. You could just start with like 50, and you just would say 49, 48, 47. So you're going slowly, and as you count backwards, you're still imagining everything sinking down toward your feet and out the bottoms of your feet. So it's actually it's a really helpful little exercise, but you do have to be, you have to just really be kind to yourself in a way of, I'm going to take care of my mental health today by just noticing. You know, you could notice with a number scale, and then you're just going to follow this little exercise, and it's just really a slowing down and pausing and letting everything sink.
All right, Nancy. Well, I sure appreciate your time. I know over the years you've worked with the Shambhala Center. I believe you are retired as a counselor now. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But if one of our listeners wanted to speak with you more, is there an opportunity they could do that? Besides, I'm hoping you'll come on the show again sometime.
I guess they could call me. I am retired, and so if they had a question, that'd be okay with me. Maybe I don't know. I'm not sure how I would do that. How would that work?
If you feel comfortable sharing your number, please do, or I can put a contact on our webpage as well, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Didn't mean to put you on the spot here, Nancy.
Let's put it on your website. Okay. I think that'd be good.
Sounds good.
That'd be fine.
And one more thing, in addition to this activity, which I found most helpful, any other little tips? What's keeping you healthy right now?
Well, I think, so many people are talking about just getting outside. We are so lucky to live in Juneau. We live in such a beautiful place, and there are so many places you can walk. And just really, you're trying to, sometimes when you go for a walk, have you ever gone for a walk and then you kind of don't even notice you went?
Yeah.
That can happen. And if you're all caught up in something, that's really easy to happen. So, I'm just suggesting when you go for a walk, really be, again, this gets back to this word curious about what you're looking at. Notice the color of things. And notice, what you think is interesting or what you just curious, but you want to get out of that thinking mind that is always, sort of that's what ramps us up, right? Is our thoughts can really get our nervous system going. So we're trying to, another thing you could do like that is, it's like let's say if you're in the house and let's say you feel anxious and this exercise isn't working for you. You could say to yourself, identify five yellow things in this room I'm sitting in, or any color. It doesn't matter what color it is. Any color you find, just look around and identify five things in the room. Anything like that, it gets our nervous system is trying to move into fight flight because it thinks something is in the room is dangerous. And so we're trying to slow everything way down. And you're looking, you're identifying just something in the room to look at. And then it sort of allows this whole system to say, oh, you know, there in this present moment, if I come directly into this moment right now, nothing is really happening right at this moment. Now, I mean, we're talking about, you know, that there isn't anything happening. We're not talking about some, you know, a burglar coming in the door. We're talking about you're just sitting in your living room.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It sure does, Nancy. And I really appreciate your time. I hope that you'll come on the show with us again and maybe lead us through another relaxation exercise. It's been really helpful.
Yeah, I have. I've got a lot of them.
Well, Nancy Simpson, a longtime Juno counselor and meditation teacher, identifying stress levels from 1 to 10, find out where you are and talk yourself down and deep breathe, among other things. Nancy, thank you so much, and we'll get you back on the show sometime.
Okay, Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.